Okay, welcome back to our wonderfully appreciated and respected global audience. And a lot of you tune in every Monday, Wednesday, Friday to try to get our take on things. And we do our damnedest to bring you reality here, not wishful thinking, not mumbo jumbo, hocus pocus, no BS. There's a lot of it out there. In fact, there's too much. I don't really have any sympathy for these people who are merchants of crap. I just don't like them at all. I know Erica doesn't like them either, and I'm sure most of you don't like them either. And my God, they're still talking about things that shouldn't even be discussed. Just stupid things. The great tragedy of this horror remains the unlimited suffering of countless people. These people are in misery. They're in agony. And as you've heard here often, many of them, now these are anecdotal reports we read, and usually first person or from the afflicted party, they want out. They're done. And you watch. You watch. There's going to be a bigger movement down here to offer euthanasia for people, like they're pushing it hard in Canada now. But this is the great tragedy of it. And the greatest of all tragedies, I still believe, is the destruction of children and childhood. The only fun, arguably, the only fun, innocent time in what we call human life on this planet. And when they, and you know who they are, decided to go after children, I have never seen anything more hideous in my life. It's awful. So we're going to continue to try to shed light on those who are suffering and bring their plight out, because it's very important. Many are suffering now, have no one to talk to. Their families don't want anything to do with them anymore. Their doctors are dumb as a rock, and they can't help. They just treat symptoms. They won't even admit what's causing most of the problems of these vax-injured. They won't. It doesn't happen. Anyway, you there, partner?
I am. Good evening.
I'll take your word for that. The first target, in all likelihood, and there are a lot of targets, of this horrific bioweapon, these injections, and the virus, they're both bioweapons, is to disable and destroy the blood. Now, we're not going to dive into this too deeply this time, but when the blood is destroyed, it can no longer transport oxygen. There are so many things that the blood does for the body. Carries nutrition, removes waste, you know the whole thing. So if you want to destroy a species, one of the easiest entrees to that process is to destroy the blood. And next time we have Nurse Ann back on, we're going to revisit her experiences in big city hospitals trying to draw blood from people who have been injected who come in there. We don't hear, if you'll notice, we're not hearing much of anything about sludge blood anymore. It's like it went away. It didn't go away. And the heart is in a position of having to push this awful, thick, gooey stuff, try to at least, around the body. The heart can't do that. And it wears itself out and it quits. Or it has a myocardial infarct or whatever. And the heart's going to go. So you got war on the blood. Then you have war on the heart. And from there, many of you could make a long list of all the other targets. This thing, whoever put it together, was an absolute master at death. And I don't want to belabor that, but it is true. This is really the worst. Could they have done better, in the sense of quotation, better, to kill more and in more different ways? Maybe. Do they need to? Hell no. They've got it covered. That's why they're just laying back now, and they don't care if the truth comes out. They can confuse the narration anytime they want. They own the media. They own the alt media. So this discussion is all very helpful for people unless they go off the rails and run into the disinformation weeds, of which there are just a ton everywhere. And just last week, and we mentioned it here, look, these people are media figures. And when they all of a sudden start announcing, this is Dr. Jane Ruby and Dr. Lee Merritt announced that There is no such thing as the spike protein. Okay? Well, next to the flat earthers and those who are announcing there are no viruses, no such thing as viruses, this is the latest crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy making. Confusing. And it's all being done by design. Remember that. It's all intentional. The idea is to keep the chaos up and boiling out of the pot. And they've done a hell of a job of that. How? Well, they own the media. It's simple. Piece of cake. No problem. All right, your turn. I'm tired.
No, you're 100% correct. And, you know, at this stage, anybody that is pushing around that kind of nonsense, you know, it goes beyond, I don't know, just, it's not a valid alternative viewpoint at this stage. You know, in the beginning, okay, nobody really knew what was happening. It's some of these things are worth consideration. But, you know, 3-4 years into this, with the type of carnage that's going on and our attempts to, you know, pin down who is behind it and hold them accountable, whether that's even possible. And then you've got somebody pushing that kind of nonsense. It's ridiculous. You know, the science that's behind what's been uncovered about the spike protein is solid. The other nonsense narratives are not. You ask any one of those people that's saying these things are graphene or nanobots or hydras, you know, what are their methods? How did you determine that?
Quantum dots. Quantum
well, all
dots.
Of that.
Self-assembling nanoparticles as observed through a dark field microscope, which is from a physics standpoint, is utterly impossible. Can't do it.
No, they won't tell you how they arrived at these pronouncements, and until they do that or can do that, it's not worthy.
No, it's a great disservice.
They're quite good at spinning up crazy narratives to, you know, just entertain the masses and get clickbait and sell more supplements.
It's very, very, it's disgusting. Is what it is. But it is what it is, and we do our best to kind of lay out some real facts for you to utilize any way you'd like. We don't tell people what to think, and you know the game. So people are suffering out there. Many people you'll see every time you're out are vax injured. They don't wear it on their jackets, or they don't have a wristband with anything like, I'm vax injured. If I fall down and die suddenly, don't be surprised. No, they don't say anything. They want to continue. It's called the prime directive of living beings. You want to survive, so you tend to ignore things. Denial is a big factor in this whole thing. And then on top of that, the control of the entire media world, basically, by the same evil group that's behind this, ultimately, makes it very difficult for the rank and file to come up with anything logical and pragmatic. It's hard. Nobody's blaming anybody here, but it's very difficult out there. And we've watched the whole thing from the beginning. Nuts.
Indeed.
We have a video on the Children's Health Defense, the CHD, magic bus that's going all over the country, recording the stories of the vax injured. And some of these people are unvaxxed, some of them are vaxxed, but their stories are remarkable in the incredible, extraordinary diversity of physiological problems that they're having. It's almost an endless list. And if you walk into a medical doctor, a Rockefeller Orthodox AMA medical doctor, and you're expecting to be diagnosed with the cause, forget that. You may be diagnosed with the symptoms and what they are and given a better understanding of what you're feeling and sensing and maybe why you can't walk anymore and why your brain is full of holes. They'll tell you why that happens, prions primarily, etc. But you're not going to get cured. That's the sad thing. We're not seeing any evidence after 4 years of people being cured. And I wish I could say otherwise, and I would be first in line, along with Erica, to do that if we had solid data. Some people get better symptomatically. The symptoms can be addressed in some cases and minimized, but they never seem to go completely away. They always seem to kind of sneak back around. And I think that has to do, we think that has to do with shedding. More spike. And by the way, those who say there's no such thing as a spike, there are companies right now, biomedical supply companies that sell spike protein. What are they selling?
If there are no such things as spike.
You said it last time.
You can buy them. You can buy S1 portion of it, S2, full-length sequence, nucleocapsid.
Crazy.
Yeah, it really is. It's tedious at this late stage.
It's not easy, honestly. It's not easy for us to deal with this. I know it really bothers Erica a lot. She's a scientist, and I'm bothered by it because I'm a journalist, and I see the lies. And damn, it's frustrating. And to know that millions, tens, hundreds of millions of people are being exposed to these lies, and many of them will grab onto it because they don't know any better. I can't blame them. They're captive by this media world we live in. And it's tough. So anyhow, we appreciate you and all the nice notes you send in. Thank you for that. It's not a lot of fun, but it's kind of the highest calling of science and journalism to present reality and present the truth, and we do our best. Okay, we've got this video here. You want to set this up?
Yeah, this is another vax-injured individual who took the vaccine to keep his job. And it's a sad, pitiful story.
All right, and here it is. Hold on.
My name is Casey Corcoran.
And you took one Moderna COVID shot.
That's correct.
What made you think that that was a good idea?
I didn't think it was a good idea. I was trying to get my job back as a teacher. I was forced into remote teaching, and I had difficulties with the administration at my school, which made the remote teaching much harder on me specifically. So I just wanted to go back to the classroom, and they said to get the shot, you have to go on campus, you have to get the shot to go back to your job. So I did.
So where did you get the Moderna?
I got the Moderna at a LUSD-sponsored event in Long Beach, California, at March 9th, 2021.
And when you went...
LUSD, Long Beach Unified School District, okay.
...get the Moderna. Did they take any medical history from you, or...
No, there was nothing. It was just stand in line and get the shot and wait 15 minutes afterwards.
So when did you start to feel ill?
Well, I got the shot on a Tuesday. I went home. I had a chicken sandwich, went to sleep. The next day I woke up and I was like a split in two. My left side of my body was totally hurting and achy, and my right side was fine. So that was the next day, Wednesday. Thursday I woke up, and I attributed those Wednesday things to normal vaccine feelings, right? You're going to feel crappy. So Thursday I woke up and my whole chest muscle here, from my sternum all the way to my armpit here, was twitching. The whole muscle, 24/7, for 9 weeks, okay, amongst other twitches in my body. Nothing above my neck, right? So it was just twitching everywhere, twitches. But this muscle here was twitching 24/7 for nine weeks and 2 days. And it stopped, it diminished, it stopped. And I didn't use my arm. I realized when I use my arm, the twitching increases, so I stopped using my arm. And up until when the twitching was going on, I had no pain. It was just twitching all over my body, my back, my legs, abdomen, everywhere. And when the twitching stopped, that's when the pain started. And the pain started in my chest first, I believe. But it started in my chest, and I thought, wow, that's normal because the muscles have been going for 9 weeks consecutive. Maybe they're tired, right? So maybe it's just hurting from that. And then it just was spreading went into my whole arm, my hand, my chest, my upper back, started spreading around across my upper back. And that's when the side effects, and that's what's happened to me.
And so you were not able to go back to work?
No, my work denied me of my injuries. They gaslighted me. They wouldn't deal with my injuries. So they were trying to get me to take the second shot. And I said, I'm not doing that. I didn't want the first one. So I retired. I got to the age of retirement a week before they were going to fire me. So I retired. Take that. But I lost my job. I mean, they forced me into retirement, which I wasn't ready to do. So I lost 7 months after I resigned in September of 21, for the next 7 months, I had no health insurance and no money because I hadn't planned on retiring, which I had to break up my retirement with my ex-wife. So it just complicated matters that they made me retire when I wasn't ready. I got a reduced, very small retirement after 27 years as a teacher. I got $2,000 a month. I can't live in L.A. on that. So I try, and then through the process of up until I tried to go back to work because there was no other answers for me. So I tried to go back to a teaching job. Part-time, but I couldn't even do that. I couldn't do it. It was too painful.
You know how hard it is to find really good teachers now? These younger teachers, and you know, bless them, there's some good ones there. But honestly, the quality of teachers is dropping like a rock. And this guy, 27 years, I think he said, and we lost that. We lost it. Our educational system has been taken over, co-opted, and it's now producing idiots. As most of you understand. Now, there are exceptions, of course, but this man was cheated out of his career, his profession, and his health was taken from him.
Home and lay down. So, I don't work.
So, what is a day in the life like for you now because of this one Moderna shot?
A lot of sitting around. Laying down.
You can't see it. He's got tears coming out of his eyes. He said, all I can do is sit down and lay around.
Not much else. You know, sit around, lay around, try to be positive. Since the diagnosis, I realized that even me getting emotional like this is bad, you know, from what they diagnosed me with. My sympathetic nervous system is on 24/7, just firing, right? So any type of emotional stress, physical stress, financial stress, anything that gets my system kind of like where I am now, this just exacerbates the situation. So, sorry.
Well, do you mind asking what your life was like before?
Yeah. No. I was active. I was a 54-year-old man, active teacher, you know, I body surfed, I biked, I walked, three, four times a week, 2 to 3 miles a day, 2 to 3 miles a time. I had kids, I led a normal life, right? I was a teacher and had summers off and it was great. It was a nice life.
What advice do you give to someone that's watching now that might be under the same pressure you want to go and get a booster?
Man, I wouldn't do it. And it's not just me. Since I've had this happen to me, I've spoken to so many people around the United States mostly, and even my neighbors and stuff, and I just watch these people go back for their boosters, and I'm just like, why? They're wondering why they're ill. And I'm like, hello? Like, and it's not my spot to tell them, right? But at the same point, I realize the vaccines are doing this to you. I have two elderly neighbors on this side that they're both just so jacked up now. I mean, they've taken every booster, right? And they still wear their masks and everything. And I'm not against masks. I'm not against vaccines. I was a teacher, right? For 27 years, I took all the TB tests and whatever tests they wanted me to do. But I wouldn't do it. I mean, look at the outside of this bus, right? Come talk to me. Live a day of my life, and you'll not want to be in my body.
What's going to happen to you if you can't live on the $2,000
an hour? Well, I'm about roughly, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks, I'm going to be homeless. I've purchased a house with my mom, who's older, right? She's 81, and I was supposed to pay the nut on the house when I moved my job, and it's been almost 2 years, 3 years now that I haven't been able to pay anything. Really barely anything, and so she's been footing the bill, and it's over, right? She can't do it. It's over, and I'm getting gaslit by the medical community, blamed for my injuries based on prior injuries I had. It caused me to react like this, and so it's just pure hell. Like, my relationship, it's severed my relationship with my mom, right? A financial strain. She can't do it anymore, so that we lost the house, and it's like, I lost the relationship more than that. I lost my fiance.
It's right. It really has destroyed your life.
Yeah. For sure.
Is there anything else you want to tell the people?
check my notes. Man, don't give up your autonomy for anything. Don't. Because it might not happen to you, but it could happen to someone you love. And it has a lot of effects. It's not just me that's hurt. My children, my families, my friends. I've lost, like, it's such an isolating thing with CRPS to go through. It's isolating. I've been suicidal for 2.5 years. And, you know, I still get suicidal feelings, and I almost killed myself twice. And, you know, it is what it is. I'm still here. So, that's, I guess, what I want to tell people is trust your gut feeling and don't give in to pressure. Just find another job. I wish I had, because I know people that didn't get the jab and they have better jobs, more money. Their health, right? Their career. I've lost everything. So trust your gut feeling and don't trust the vaccine industry for sure.
I guarantee you right now, Big Al Bourla and Stefan Bancel over at Moderna, they're kicking back and have a grand old time. They don't care about this gentleman and the hundreds of millions of others who are just like him. These people deserve a voice. They deserve to be heard. The cover-up of this thing is just as satanic as almost the administration of it. These people are expected just to go away. Stop bitching. Go away. Shut up. This is really horrible. And again, I would just urge all of you to understand when you're out and about, and many of you listening right now, by the way, are vax-injured. We know that. And you know that a lot of people around you when you're out are vax-injured, and they're hiding it. They go out for an hour or two, they do business, and then they go back. And all they can do is basically just sit around. And the idea of what he said, of losing your fiancé, your friends, your career, but above all, losing your mom, come on. This is the most horrific crime ever committed in the recorded history of humankind, what has been done. 13 billion injections of this given out. 67% of those 13 billion, Pfizer. It's not to say that Moderna, J&J, AZ aren't just as bad.
In some cases, they were worse. There were a number of people who took just one J&J, and they are really... crippled.
Their lives are over. And think of all the money. See, this is another thing. This is a great transfer of wealth from normal, white, Christian, Western world people right now. It's a transfer of wealth because they're paying money, whether they have a deductible or nothing. They're paying money to try to get well. And many of them are literally being wiped out. And all their money accrued and accumulated through an entire lifetime of dedicated work, like this gentleman, a teacher. No more important job than a teacher. All gone. So that's how they're taking the wealth away. This is so sadistic. And the medications, the pharmaceuticals, even lots of supplements many of these people can't afford anymore. Now, this guy, I don't know when this was recorded, but he may be on the streets right now. And where is his mom? They lost the house. Who cares about them? No, we send $150 billion to Ukraine so it can be looted by Zelensky and his other Zionist Jewish moguls who are over there, which is what's happening. Zelensky doesn't care about white Christians. He's Jewish. They're all Jewish that run that country. Over a million people have been killed now in Ukraine, total, in the military and related to the military. A million. Think about that. And we paid for it. If it weren't for our money, there would be no war in Ukraine. There would be no slaughter, no genocide in Gaza, no attacks on the innocent Palestinians on the West Bank. We're paying for it. We, not you and I. It's the people who have taken this country over, We no longer run our own country. And every 90 days, our so-called national debt to the Jewish banksters goes up another $1 trillion every 90 days, just to keep things afloat, keep the graft and corruption running. We've lost it here, friends. It's been taken away, but we've lost it. We didn't stand up, we didn't do our homework, and we lost it.
Yep.
Sorry if that sounds negative.
Well, you're watching it, and it's, you know, disintegrating right before our eyes.
That's real hard
and,
to watch.
And, you know, the people holding out hope that Trump is going to do something about this, he set
did
it
you,
up.
Come on. Do you understand? Do you remember what Erica just said? He set it up.
Yeah.
Remember? Warp speed. You know how much money was poured into that? I think it was at least it was a huge amount. I can't remember. I don't want to misquote it. Huge
couple
amount
billion,
of money.
Right?
Oh,
was it 10 billion?
I think it was at least that. It was way up there. Anyway, I could look, but it's look, the guy is a fraud, okay? Our whole system is not our own. This is not a representative government. He had 4 years to drain the swamp. He filled it. He added to
right.
it.
Right. Yep.
So I know it's good to hold out hope. I understand hope. I like the idea of hope. But when you hope on somebody who stabbed you in the back for 4 years and did nothing, he organized the January 6th event and then walked out on those people.
Yeah.
And they're still in jail at this moment, dying
yeah,
a thousand
tortured.
Deaths, tortured. So, yeah, that's the great Donald Trump. Now, think of the word chump, and that's what we are. We're chumps. These people don't care about us. They sleep on silk sheets. They eat the best food, whatever. Okay, let's go over and take a look at some of the other issues. You've got a number of readers we put up here. You want to do the amyloidosis thread first? What do you want to
do? We could do that, or the other set is the, well, 3 years post-vax. And,
let's do that. We'll
okay.
start with that. Yeah.
Let me
okay,
find
go
it.
Ahead. Yeah, it's a...
Got to get there. Hang on.
Yeah, no hurry. So again... This is a psyop, it's invisible, and it's the biggest crime in all of recorded history. When you think this is going to end up, in all likelihood, killing billions, ultimately.
Yeah.
At least shortening the lives of billions. All right, so it's a slow death. And we have not heard of one person that I can remember who is vax-injured, who is... getting along pretty well. Okay. No problem. No, this is a terrible, debilitating, agonizing process. And you've heard many stories of people here openly, overtly talking about suicide. That's how bad it is. And think of the families destroyed, the heartache, the grief, the suffering, the pain, the anguish, the loneliness, the isolation that these people are absolutely being put through with utmost intent. This was designed to do all of that. They knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. 3 years this month to Moderna's. 3 years out, and for the last month or so, my left lymph node in my neck feels different. I can feel a squishy mass slightly raised under the lymph node, and my ear feels kind of plugged. Sometimes the lymph node hurts. Is anyone dealing with this? Do I need an ultrasound or biopsy? It's concerning me, and I don't know if it has anything to do with it, but my left breast also hurts. And I think I feel lumps, but I don't know. I have a doctor's appointment on the 8th, and I've been calling for a mammogram, but haven't gotten a response yet. I am so frustrated with the amount of issues I deal with daily on top of new things coming. Enough is enough. I'm also continuing to muscle, tissue, waste, which brings its own host of symptoms and pain, and it's horrifying. This is not my body anymore, and I hate it.
How many times have we heard that statement, really, that my body is gone, or it doesn't feel like my own body? The body has been really thrown over a cliff. It's in free fall, and symptoms everywhere, of all kinds. This is extremely sad to hear. Go ahead.
Someone says, I'm sorry. I have so many new things from two Modernas as well. Not good neuro team. I went to Big City, and they are doing a phone call in April and may have some treatments for me to go. And then they will try to break my severe head pressure. Our biggest regret, I cannot see right either. My list keeps getting longer. I'm praying for you. My ears are stuffed up, bone pain, these weird sensations. What in the world did they put in those shots? Someone said, call Moderna. I did before, and I had these horrible side effects. Before I had these horrible side effects. What are they really going to do for us? I hate all of this. I am bedridden. And Mike O'Mara chimes in, they aren't going to do anything. Any of the grifters will just keep grifting and tell you it's your fault for, quote, not trying hard enough or not doing this protocol or that protocol. And she replies, the awful neuro group had me on ridiculous meds that I knew wouldn't help.
You know, if there's anything in this whole horror that is encouraging to see, it's the genuine care that total strangers in these groups show and demonstrate and offer to those who are suffering even worse at the moment than they are. And that's human compassion and kindness.
Yeah.
Some groups on this planet laugh at compassion, care, and kindness. They laugh at it.
Well, I think empathy, if it was ever there, was bred out of them.
It's not there anymore. All right, there's several little shorties here. Someone adds in, dealing with the same thing. Honestly, I complained to my husband this morning that I have aching lumps in the left side of my throat and left breast. I had these areas scanned over the last 2 years and had a breast ultrasound and mammogram quite recently. Nothing too concerning was seen. In the neck, ultrasound some time ago. The area of concern was shown to be a lymph node. Have a referral for a follow-up neck ultrasound, so may go through with that over the next few weeks. Someone adds, 38 months, one Pfizer. I feel like it's one thing after another. Remember the cascade of symptoms we've been talking about? These things don't stop. They just keep spiraling, and new ones keep appearing. I've been dealing with dysautonomia, heart arrhythmia, and MCAs, MCAS, for 3 years. Then I was diagnosed with breast cancer last year. You get the connection, friends? It's all spiraling out of the same injection. One other add to that. I'm having the exact same problem with the lymph nodes in my neck. Exactly this. And an add to that. So strange. I feel like I just need a season pass to the doctors or a cot in their office. I know there is not much they can do other than rule some things out. And Mike O'Mara again comes back. My mother ended up with a brain tumor, and my partner now has kidney pain and a breast lump being watched as well. Her mother also had to have lumps looked at. They have no answers for anyone, of course.
Someone else says, for over 2 years, I felt painful lumps, balls and more balls in my abdomen, chest, neck, back. 10 hospital visit stays, endless brain, heart, abdominal, groin ultrasounds, CAT scans, MRIs, x-rays. Doctors never could determine the source of the excruciating pain. No drugs nor physical therapy could fix my muscles or nerves so I could walk again. I cannot work, but I'm alive with no amputeed limbs. I keep moving, stretching, walking gently, one block at a time.
Go ahead.
And she continues, same here, 3 years next month, Moderna, batch number 046B21A, muscle wasting, muscle strength loss. Another person says, I've had a lump in my breast for a bit, too. It hasn't gotten bigger or anything. I have lesions, I guess, everywhere, and the other ones have been declared benign, but I'm not actively looking for a mammogram at this point. I think I'm screwed regardless, so I'll just carry on in ignorance from here on. My muscles are so wasted that the pain is incredible now, trying to just live, but I also think I'll be unable to walk soon. And original poster says, I have lipomas all over, too, that never bothered me, that I never bothered with. I feel the same. Screwed either way. I've been so ignorant, but now I'm starting to get scared. But I know there will be nothing I can do. It's a catch-22. I'm so sorry. Are your hips and ankles weakening? I guess I'd like a diagnosis so maybe I can get disability, but who knows if I'd live to see that.
Who knows if I'd live to see that? These people are just up against the most horrible of mental, emotional, and psychological grief that I can imagine. Just awful. Go ahead, one more.
Okay, last one. Same with the lumps, breast and armpits and neck. Neck is benign, and they don't seem to be able to figure out the breast or armpit. A dermatologist offered to take a look. This is all so exhausting. I'm hoping for healing for all of us.
Okay, those were very instructive, as most of the things we read are or should be. These people are manifesting symptomology that runs the gamut, practically. More lumps than I've heard of in a while. Lumps everywhere. How can a doctor tell you, without a biopsy, if a lump is a lipoma, just benign? They don't know. And if you go in and get a mammogram, why would you want to irradiate something that might be malignant? If you're worried, go get it taken out. I just don't, this whole mammogram thing is always struck me as wrong.
Well, I mean, you're using radiation, and that in and of itself is carcinogenic.
Yep.
You know, and not to mention the harsh manipulation of what they do when they're trying to image it. You know, you're compressing with some force, you know, delicate tissue that...
that's right. They smash the tissue down.
Yeah.
And that in and of itself can potentially, I would think, break open. Let's say you've got a little lump in there. Could, so to speak, pop it open. I don't know. The idea of cancer spreading is bad enough. But when you start talking about turbo cancers after vax, and we have had reports of unvaxxed people with turbo cancer, have we not?
I would say there's been a couple, that you know, I'm aware of. well, when you think that, you know, you really only need the spike protein to induce all of these different pathologies, and you get enough of it, then you know your body's dealing with the same thing these people are dealing with, more or less.
There are no spike proteins, dear. Sorry. And they'd be the first, second to tell you.
Mm. These people really aren't suffering or dying.
Know your enemies, okay? The liars are the enemies. All right, we've got an amyloidosis group here.
The amyloidosis group is growing. Now, bear in mind, amyloidosis used to be a disease that was generally limited to older men. And by older, 65 plus, you might start to see some increase in this type of disease. And it's a disease of aggregations of misfolded proteins that wind up in various organs and tissues. There are different types of amyloidosis depending on where the misfolded proteins are originating from. And some can be, some of this amyloidosis can be genetic. But what I'm seeing is, number one, more people coming into this amyloidosis group, which really isn't a surprise, given that we
cascade.
Know
yeah, it's growing.
That this spike, you know, induces protein misfolding. But what's striking is there are increasing numbers of younger people. Like, well, the youngest we had was a 12-year-old boy, I think, a couple weeks ago. I mean, that's really unusual. And then we've got people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, which,
still,
you know,
unusual, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's get rolling.
And by the way, there's really no cure because, again, with this, it becomes a self-perpetuating process.
Right.
Once a protein starts to misfold, it you can't unfold it. And when it aggregates, it becomes insoluble, so the body has no way of breaking it down. And being lodged in various organs and tissues, it affects the function of those organs and tissues. And one of them is often the heart. Another typical one is the kidneys. Those are very susceptible to this type of disease process. Mm-hmm. And even the gastrointestinal tract.
Right. And you've all seen the so-called white clots pulled out of veins and arteries. That's the same basic process. All right, here's a group. This is from a man. I write this message with deep sadness and anger in hopes of receiving some guidance. I recently lost my dear mom at the young age of 68 to AL cardiac amyloidosis. Sadly, my mom desperately sought answers from her primary care physician, emergency departments, dermatology, and other medical specialists for years, and in my opinion, they failed her by not diagnosing her until it was too late. Mom was finally diagnosed on 1/2/24, January 2nd, after going by ambulance to emergency care due to heart issues and edema in her feet and ankles. They performed an MRI on her heart and identified a speckle pattern common with amyloidosis. They sent a fat pad biopsy for testing to confirm the type. Mom died on 1/24/24 before we even got the results back, but confirming it was type AL amyloidosis. It infuriates me to no end that Mom suffered so many red flag symptoms and desperately sought help for heart issues, kidney, stomach, and nasty skin lesions for years and never was diagnosed. It is my hope that the medical professionals she chased for years will be held accountable for the pain and suffering she endured and for the shock and sadness of our family, which has been dealt in droves by losing her so quickly without proper time for closure. I also want to make sure these doctors never let another patient go undiagnosed for this disease as long as Mom did while seeking answers. Anyone out there dealt with a similar situation and pursued by medical negligence, wrongful death allegations toward unqualified medical professionals? If Mom had properly been diagnosed years ago, she may still be alive. And well, this fact breaks our hearts. Thank you in advance for any insight and support.
Well, it's a tough diagnosis because, you know, if you have a kidney problem, you go to a kidney doctor and they work you up and look for kidney problems. They're not looking for something like a systemic disease like this type of amyloidosis.
No.
AL is the one that originates in the bone marrow. So you're overproducing a certain type of immune globulin that, you know, once it's produced, it enters into circulation and becomes sticky and aggregated and floats around until it lands in a tissue somewhere.
Right.
So, you know, it's not a surprise. A woman, you know, who knows when this started, but I'm sure it wasn't first and foremost in their mind that they should check for it. But I think things are changing, as they are with CJD. I mean, that's now on the table. There should be with somebody with rapid onset dementia.
Even early signs of dementia. You got to look for this early on.
Well, it wouldn't be necessarily the last thing to think about, being that,
correct,
you know, it's now
should be
has some correlation with these shots.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Several people contributed some comments here. Someone says, "I'm so sorry for your loss. I have been dealing with the same for over a year now. Nobody wants to listen, and they don't know much about it in my area. I have developed a skin rash on my face, and they can't tell me what it is. Were the skin lesions on her face?" And he replies, "It was all over her, but a lot on her head and face. It robbed her of her dignity on top of all the pain and suffering. Have you been diagnosed?" She says, "No, not yet. I started with these bumps and redness on my face and forehead that look like acne, but it isn't. After reading your post, I'm stepping up my urgency requests with my doctors. I feel so horrible for you and your family, and I am so sorry. And here is how it looks." He's got a picture. "But nobody can seem to explain it. I have all the other symptoms, too. Heart failure at age 52 was the first sign something was wrong."
Yep. Okay. Let me get back over here. Hold on. Okay. Next one. "My husband was first misdiagnosed as having ALS, and the doctor that did the diagnosis was told by another specialist it was not ALS and he needed to do a muscle biopsy, and he flat out refused. A year later, and having to start getting workups all over again for a new doctor, he was diagnosed. He is luckily not having significant major organ issues, and we are suing for malpractice." Go ahead.
Okay, another one says, "Get to a hematologist if you haven't already. My husband was misdiagnosed for 10 months in Florida. Much damage already done to his heart before doctors at Karmanos Cancer Institute began treatment for AL amyloidosis. We brought him there from Florida on the recommendation of another oncologist/hematologist. We also have family in this area. Karmanos is considered a center of excellence for this disease. A cardiologist at U of M did heart biopsy, which confirmed AL. Treatment began August 5th of 2021. My husband really struggles. So much heart damage already done prior to diagnosis. There are liver issues now, too. Good luck. Be forceful. Get another cardiologist if you have to. Maybe there is a center of excellence in Pennsylvania or a neighboring state."
Okay, if they diagnose somebody with AL, what can they do?
Well, there are drugs, and in fact, that Vindaquel,
yes,
and Vindamax,
yeah,
manufactured, uh-huh, by Pfizer,
yeah,
is available. It's only $250,000 a year, but you might qualify for compassionate use. So,
what a joke! You see,
give Al Borla a call
set up.
And.
All set up.
Explain your situation.
Oh, sickening. All right, here's one more.
No, there are drugs now that they have. They've been, you know, readying these drugs that target, uh-huh, amyloidosis for a few years now. So
sure they have. Of course they,
yeah,
have. My 38-year-old son died 6 weeks ago from AA, amyloidosis.
That's diagnosed.
Go ahead.
That's a different type. That's the one that.
That's the other kind.
It's serum A amyloid. which is manufactured by the liver and enters into the bloodstream. It's an acute phase reactant. When you have tons of inflammation, you tend to produce a lot of serum A amyloid. But that can misfold, too.
Diagnosed 15 months prior, but the disease was too far advanced for treatment. It was a pathologist who thought to test for this after months of ER visits, ICU stays, and no answers to a multitude of symptoms. Not the doctors, the pathologist. It was a miracle. That person thought to test for it. Since then, I mention it to every single healthcare worker I cross paths with, and I am the one explaining it to all, most of them anyway. So, yeah, you're in the hands of people who just, I won't say they're underqualified, but this whole field is so diverse, they don't know where to look to begin with.
Well,
maybe
yeah,
we'd be better off with, go ahead.
Somebody that age, was it 38?
Yeah.
That would not be a natural inclination to test a person that age for that type of disease.
No, understood.
So no wonder they flounder and, you know, just...
If they actually bring AI on properly programmed and created to do diagnoses, it'll help. It'll get them to think wider and more broadly about these things. The human mind can only do so much. And it depends on which human mind you happen to run into. I think AI can play a very strong role in health if it's done
well,
right.
Well, I also think, like, you know, Dr. Russell Blaylock had mentioned, we're going to see diseases that we don't even have names for. And we are.
Russell was right. Yeah, absolutely right. So keep in mind that many, many people out walking and talking are fighting terrible issues. And most people, by human nature standards, are trying not to put it on other people, strangers or acquaintances. Friendships are easily burned out, and one wonders if they really were friendships. But I think in many cases they are, and they're destroyed, and families... The amount of horror this whole thing is generating is incalculable on the planet. Grief.
I read a thread today in these were vax injured people, and their families were still going out and getting the latest shots, in spite of seeing how they were suffering. They couldn't convey to their family members who were still seeking these shots to please don't do it. when you have that kind of cognitive dissonance, it's incredible.
Unreal. It's all.
You know, aside from in some cases, some very sad cases where the family members don't really believe that these people are genuinely injured.
Right. Okay, and thanks to those of you who have been writing in. We wish we could get to all your email. We have to run. We're running late. So thank you. Good job, as always. And we'll carry on.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
Okay. And we'll be right back with another hour. Hang on.